Hi, everyone. The next speaker is here. So our next talk is Podcasting 2.0. It's all about interoperability. And the next speaker is Benjamin Bellamy. Give him a round of applause.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. Today, we're going to talk about podcasting, and more specifically, Podcasting 2.0. And more specifically about this. Can you all see the screen? Yeah, good. So you can read it because I cannot pronounce that word. Interoperability. Love the concept, hate the word. So why talking about podcasting here at FOSDEM? Because podcasting will save the open internet. So let me introduce myself. I'm Benjamin Bellamy. I love podcasts, which is why I'm going to talk about podcasting. I love open source, which is why I'm here today. I'm founder and CEO of a company called Adores, which is Latin. So don't ask me how to pronounce it. It's Latin. No one knows. And it means going to the ears. And I'm the father of Castopod. We'll talk about that later. And by father, I mean Castopod is my baby. I was here when it was conceived, but now it's all grown up and I cannot see it as much as I would like to. But enough talking about me, let's talk about you. So I'm going to make a quick poll. I'm going to ask each one of you four questions. So that's going to take half an hour, and there will be half time for Q&A. Or no. Just raise your hand. Who's here is a podcaster? Also, like 30%. Who's a developer? Okay, just one arm, because that's 200%. Have you heard of podcasting 2.0 before? Okay, so 25%. And have you heard of Castopod? 20%. Okay, so let's talk about users. Users are always the problem. No users, no bug report. So the problem that we are facing now, all of us, is that we have to choose. We have to choose between the open web and the closed web, between where we have control and where we don't have control. But of course, we don't have to be religious about this, and we know that closed silos are comfortable. When we are on a website watching videos, silos are very useful because you get everything you need. You need a feature, it's there. You need to upload a file, you need to index it, you need to recommend it, you need to monetize it. Anything, as a user or as a content creator, it's all there. It's very easy, very convenient. So at the end, yeah, that's probably the best solution. Let's all use closed silos because they're so much easier for everything. So yeah, actually maybe I was wrong. So let's go to closed silos and forget about this open internet problem. Or maybe there's something else. If you're a user, yes, maybe that can make sense. But as soon as you are a content creator, and I see that many of you are podcasters, we have to think about what can influence the content that you create. If you are on the open internet, so that's a federated network or a self-hosted platform, whichever, well, you have to follow the regulations. The law applies to each and every one of you. If you don't, you'll probably get into some troubles. And that's it. you are the only one in control of your content. Whereas if you're on the closed web, so let's say YouTube, well, you still have to follow the laws and the regulations. And you'll have issues as well on this platform. But at the same time, you have to follow the terms and conditions of the platform. The economic, political, ideological interest specific to the platform and government pressure on the platform, talk about China or wherever, mass reporting of your content by opponent or competitors. This happens all the time, every day. A bot, how many times have you have we uploaded a content and we got a strike, and then you end up talking to a bot and say, I got a strike, I don't know, it makes no sense, why? Well, that's what happens. A moderator in a bad mood, and a platform shutting down. Like, you create content, you put all your value into it, you trust a platform where you put the value that you created, and then it's gone. I don't know, like Google Plus, goodbye. Goodbye Google Wave, goodbye Google everything. So, now let's talk about audio blogging. How does everything that I just said applies to audio blogging? So, obviously, blogging audio content. Audio blogging, yeah, that makes sense, but how to call it? So, we don't talk about audio blogging anymore. We haven't for many years, 15 actually, because now we're talking about podcasting. Podcasting is a word that was invented by a journalist, Ben Hammersley, in The Guardian in 2004, and we've been talking about podcasting ever since. So, who created podcasting? Who are the founders of podcasting? Well, that may sound stupid, but there isn't any podcasting without podcasts. Podcasting is about podcasts. It's about content. You can have the best technology ever. If you don't have any content, at the end of the day, it's going to be useless. So these are some of the oldest and most famous podcasts. These are my choice. If you ask someone else, you'll probably get others. So the first one is The Illusion of Independent Radio from 1989. Of course, at that time, it wasn't on Twitch, it wasn't on Apple Podcasts. It was broadcasted manually on cassette tapes and copied from tape to tape. But still, it's considered by many as the first podcast ever. And as you can see, the original title, it was from Russia. Then in 2004, The Daily Source Code was a podcast that was broadcasted every day by Adam Curry, a kind of technical podcast. Then the year after, the podcasting do-it-yourself guide by Todd Cochrane. 2006, the Lance Anderson podcast experiment by, obviously, Lance Anderson. There are many others. I won't spend more time naming all of them. Just 2014, Serial by Sarah Koenig. This one is important because it's the 350 million download podcast. So that made a difference because we went from a model where, you have some nerds talking to other nerds, and there were like a bunch of them here, a bunch of them there, and but now we're talking big numbers.